Welcome to episode 1 of the 2021-2022 edition of the Bench Buzz. I am Maxwell Gilley, and I'm thrilled to be joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis girls basketball team and Coach Sam Bench. And Coach, let's start by recapping the offseason. So compared to a year ago, how different was the offseason this year?
Oh, night and day. I mean, we're actually able to have an offseason, and you know, I'd been here for a year, so I knew who the players were. So we were able to play some games in the summer. We were able to play Crown Point, Penn, some of those teams from out of the area, and it was a good experience for us. So you know, it got us a little more prepared for the season.
And staying on the off season, who has stepped up to be the leaders this year?
Well, you know, just what we talked to players, everybody needs to be a leader on the team. I mean, you look for your seniors. Kansas Robinson has done a lot for us, and, you know, London Brooks and John A. Wimbleduff. And, you know, unfortunately, we've had some seniors get injured here preseason. We had a couple of ACL injuries and Alaysia Devine and 10 and we also had a girl turn her ankle this past Saturday. So told the other two seniors, you better be careful walking down the street. So hopefully we get one or two of them back, and we'll go from there.
And on Thursday, you had your scrimmage against Noblesville. How did that go?
We didn't play well. We didn't play hard, which was my big disappointment. You know, a scrimmage is more like a practice. So, you know, that... But the big thing is we've got to understand the way we like to play, the way I like to coach, is everybody playing hard. And until we get that, we're going to struggle. So hopefully we learned from it, and it'll prepare us for the season. And sometimes that might be the best way of doing it, where they can see that if you don't play hard, you're not going to be successful.
All right, and you're going to start your season against a very talented Hamilton Southeastern team this Saturday at noon. So how do you stop the Royals?
Well, it's very, very difficult to open up with two quality teams, possibly two top 10 teams in Hampton Southeastern and Fishers, and traveling up there. So it'll be quite a challenge. And so not only is that a challenge, but Hampton Southeastern has a new coach this year, so you have no idea what style that they play and what they're going to do. So you go in cold, and then plus you're still hesitant on what you're doing. So it'll be a tough challenge, but the bottom line, we go there, we need to learn from the experience and help prepare us for the rest of the year.
What are some of the games early on that you have circled as games you really want to win or play well in?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because our schedule is extremely difficult. I mean, it will be one of the top two or three toughest schedules in the state of Indiana, which when you're at Ben Davis, that's a case. And so, you know, almost every game is going to present a challenge, especially early. But, you know, you look at the first couple, you just want a farewell. Then you got to come back against a Mooresville team who beat us last year, and Brownsburg, who went to the state finals last year. And you just look at the schedule one after the other. We had three or four teams drop us, and we picked up quality top 20 teams to replace them. So I don't know if there's one game. I guess if you're going to look at one, let's look at the first game, the county tourney against North Central, who has had one of the most talented teams in the state the last couple of years.
And as a team, what is the goal this season?
Well, as a team, they want to be really good. And for us to be really good, we got to change our mindset and understand that, you know, we got to look to dominate. And right now, we don't have that mindset. Maybe, you know, it might be a little bit lack of confidence, an understanding, a feeling sometimes you have to have success to be able to believe in yourself. And so we've got to get there. We've got to believe that what we're doing is the right thing to do. And that's a process, and it's not something you just give to somebody, but it's something that you need to experience, and hopefully we can get those experiences.
And what is your goal for the team this year?
My goal for the team is to get better and have a great experience, but I just want them to get better every game. If we get better every game, then what more can you ask?
All right, Coach. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it growing strong.